Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Long COVID has left millions of Americans struggling to breathe, move, and even think. They also have to navigate a range of doctors and treatments for a condition that researchers are just beginning to study. To help them, new specialized clinics may become a model for care for long COVID and other conditions. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to one of them.
A blood pressure cuff goes on as Holly Gochis lies down on an exam table at a Beth Israel Deaconess Clinic in Lexington. Heather Broglio, a physical therapist, looks down at her patient.
How are you feeling? You look exhausted today.
I'm like gasping for air and my back hurts and I'm just fatigued.
Gochis, a 54-year-old hospital nurse, contracted her second case of COVID last November and is still sick.
I can't even go down one flight of stairs without my heart rate going up to 150 and myself becoming short of breath. And that's today, and it's been a year later.
A year of migraines, chest pain, and muscle aches. A year out of work with no real exercise, a very limited social life, and no strength to lift her grandchildren. Researchers haven't figured out how COVID causes these problems. So for now, clinicians focus on understanding and treating symptoms, like the sudden blood pressure spikes that make Gochis dizzy when she lies down.
You okay there, Holly?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put your head up?
The goal here in PT is to help Gochis stabilize, regain some strength, and set a reasonable pace for recovery. Some days, Gochis takes a short walk on a treadmill while Broglio watches the monitors. At home, Gochis uses a chart to decide which daily activities, like bathing or laundry, she has energy for.
Just a couple months ago, I couldn't even dry my hair. It was devastating.
But Gochis is getting better. The day before this PT visit, she left the house for another medical appointment. She went to lay flowers on her father-in-law's grave, and she celebrated her birthday. Broglio is impressed and concerned.
Problem with the COVID patients is if they do too much, they crash. And then they end up with like 2 or 3 days where they can't do anything because their recovery takes a lot longer.
But just how long is a long COVID recovery? Doctors initially told Gochis long meant about 6 months.
Then they were saying a year. Now they're telling me wait another 6 months, so that'll be 18 months. But, you know, let's see when we get to 18 months. They still don't know. It's still so new.
So new that studies to date show quite a range in the percentage of patients who have long COVID, from 5% to 30%. Many long haulers, as patients call themselves, encounter doctors who say their exhaustion, brain fog, or breathing problems are mostly psychosomatic. And when patients find a lung specialist or neurologist willing to wrestle with the uncertainty of long COVID, managing all of the PT, lung therapy, and other treatments is daunting.
That's definitely a big challenge in long COVID and in healthcare in general.
Dr. Jason Maley started a clinic for long COVID patients at Beth Israel Deaconess last fall. The team includes Broglio, occupational therapist, neurologist, lung specialist, a psychiatrist, sleep medicine doctors, mindful breathing teachers, nurses, and social workers. Maley says most of his patients are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and were generally healthy and active before COVID.
People are early in their professional and family lives, and so having these symptoms has just a dramatic impact on their ability to work, to function at home.
Dr. Stephen Phillips, with the bipartisan public health group, the COVID Collaborative, estimates 15 million Americans will spend significant time out of work and see higher healthcare costs due to long COVID.
In my belief, it's going to be perhaps even the most economically significant toll that this country will face from COVID.
Phillips says specialized clinics may help by reducing the strain on patients. And research conducted through these clinics could lead to breakthroughs in other debilitating conditions with similar symptoms, like chronic fatigue syndrome.
COVID is a natural experiment to try and understand why some people have chronic trouble after a viral infection.
Dr. Walter Koroshetz, who directs the National Institutes of Neurological and Stroke Disorders, spoke at a conference earlier this month.
With the big push now in understanding COVID, that could have a major impact across a whole bunch of different conditions.
Sure, say patient advocates. So why hasn't the federal government moved as quickly on treatment for long COVID as it did on developing vaccines? Congress appropriated just over $1 billion for long COVID research last December. Patient advocates, including Diana Barrett, are frustrated that projects are still waiting for funding.
That is criminal, as far as I'm concerned. That money should have gone to researchers months ago.
Dr. Maley's clinic has applied for and hopes to get some of the federal research dollars. Holly Gochis may well join one of the studies looking for underlying causes of long COVID and possible treatments. But the research will not capture what she's lost.
I miss watching my grandchildren. I miss being out in the world. I miss going to work. I can't do anything that I could do before.
And Gochis has no idea if or when she'll be able to do those things again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.